Alrighty, good morning. We're changing things up a little bit. Our ABCD is no longer a B'tachon Kachter Donut event. It was now a chocolate or cinnamon Danish event with some B'tachon. So, same letters, different snack. But, in honor of this little change, I want to go slightly off topic. Try to connect Tefillah and B'tachon together. Tefillah, we all know, we all just finished up over here, is pretty difficult. To feel connected to on a constant basis. Tefillah is pretty hard. There's many different reasons why to get into tefillah is a little bit difficult. One of the reasons is we kind of say all this praise over and over again. So many different versions of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for so many different things that he does. And if you think about it for a moment, it seems a little bit odd why our tefillah is so focused on all this praise, right? Imagine on a resume, right? You put on a homeless guy on your resume. You want to get a job, a homeless guy. And he calls you, you know, the boss calls the homeless guy, and the homeless guy says, oh, yeah, Ellie, he's a great guy. What's your boss going to think? He's a homeless guy. Doesn't mean much. Well, if you put on the, you know, big CEO of a Fortune 500 company as your reference, oh, that means something if he's singing your praise. Or if you get a compliment from, you know, from a homeless guy or a guy who is, not as chashuv as some other people, the higher, the greater the person is, if that person is praising you, the greater the praise is. Another example of what us praising a Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes feel like, it's like imagine someone who has infinite gold, the most gold in the world, and you say, hey, I have some silver. Okay, so that's pretty insulting to this guy. So what are we doing? Why are we praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much? Comparatively to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and what he can do, comparatively to who we are, what are we giving him? Does Hashem need our praise? In what way are we gaining from doing all this praise? You know, there's many other reasons why tefillah is difficult. It's a little bit repetitive. You try to, you know, say the same things every day. So it's hard. It's hard. And therefore, a lot of times we find ourselves, you know, sitting there, kind of somehow flipping the pages, not really sure how the pages are turning, but sometimes you find yourself 10 pages later. And I once heard a story about a king who's visiting a guy's home. And the guy tells all the people in his household, his wife, his kids, his servants, the king is coming, make sure you're dressed up fine, you're giving him a lot of kavod, everything needs to be perfect. The king comes and all his wife and all his kids and his servants are all doing everything, but this guy is busy, you know, pruning his garden or doing some other work around the house when the king's there. So everyone else is giving him kavod, but the Baal HaBos himself is not giving him kavod. And the story compares it to us when we're davening, right? Our feet are our children, right? We're standing there with our feet together, trying to in Shemona Esrei. Our mouths are maybe our wives, right? Saying the words, and our servants are maybe our bodies, right? Doing the modems, the baruch atas, bowing down. Yet the Baal HaBos, the same way the guy who was pruning his garden when the king came, is our thoughts, is our heart. We're somewhere else. We're left to the right. We're thinking about so many different things. So how can bitachon and tefillah come together a little bit and try to help us improve in our tefillah, in our davening? Tefillah, the tefillah there, as we said before, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our praises, but tefillah is there for us to learn and start to appreciate and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're davening Shemona Esrei, for example, right? Or you're saying the brachas in the morning. You see, he's a malbish arum. He's a zaykev kufufim. He's a mater asurim. The reifei chaylin, the semech neiflim, right? Someone you could rely on. He's mechai mesim. He's full of rachmim. He's the shmoya tefillah. All these different things. We are learning ourselves. We are coming to a new level of appreciation of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, who he is, what he can do, what he does for us. And with that level of connection, with that growth, all of a sudden, you start gaining a little bit spiritual bank. What do I mean by that? Tefillah and bitachon, they have similar goals. Right, bitachu, we know the goal is one, to be able to live a life of relaxation, menuchas ha-nefesh, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of everything that we need. The second point, the second goal of bitachon is to have some sort of influence in our lives. When you have a level of bitachon, you can kaviyachol push Hashem's hand to get Him to give you the things that you want. Tefillah is the same exact thing. The goal of tefillah is you're coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're trying to have some influence. You're trying to gain something out of it. You're asking Him for, whether it's a pair of roller skates, a job, a raise, refuah shleima, a shidduch for a friend, whatever it is, you're trying to have some influence. Bitachon does the same exact thing. Gets you influence to get the things that you want. Now, when you daven, and you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're taking the time to notice, hey, He's the Mechayim Esim, He's the Magen Avos, He's the Shmoy Tefillah, right? You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mevarech Hashanim. You're the one who takes care of the Parnasa. Baruch Atah Hashem, Roifech Aleyam Yisrael. You're the one who's healing everything. All of a sudden, not only are you connecting and getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're realizing who Hashem is. He's the one who does everything in this world. And you're strengthening your bitachon. And with the schus of the bitachon that you're now growing in, and in the schus of that level of connection and the appreciation that you are gaining of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through all this different praise, you are raising your stock or your spiritual bank, you're elevating your spiritual status, and with that, all of a sudden, maybe you could have some influence and get the things that you want. Before you daven, you know, your spiritual influence, your spiritual bank was down over here. But all of a sudden, I started davening and I started realizing, hey, He's the Shemei Tefillah. He's the Chanun Marbel Esleich. He's the Goel Yisrael. He's the Kilu Shuascha Kivinu Kalyon, right? Which means the entire day, not every day we're looking forward to salvation. It's the entire day, every last little thing I need to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in. And when we're able to daven and focus and say a few words with Kavan and realize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, strengthen our appreciation for who He is, grow in our bitachon, all of a sudden you may have a little bit extra zchusim to actually get what you want, have an influence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu through your tefillah and through your bitachon. Shkoyach.